from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, one of congestion pricing's opponents is vowing to work with Donald Trump to kill the program once he's back in power. Staten Island Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis says she has spoken to the president-elect about the new toll program.
He understands how damaging congestion pricing is for New York City's economy and how much it will hurt middle-class taxpayers at a time when they are struggling with high costs.
Trump has made it clear he is against congestion pricing, and Malliotakis says there needs to be further study on traffic and pollution shifting to the outer boroughs. With his reign nearly over, President Biden has announced that offshore drilling for gas and oil will be blocked across hundreds of acres of ocean, including off New Jersey's coast. Biden is using his authority to protect 625 million ocean acres from future gas and oil development. The decision protects the entire East Coast, as well as parts of the West Coast, the Eastern Gulf of Mexico, and more. But the move has angered President-elect Trump. His goal to reverse the law won't be achieved easily. He may need to get Congress to change it. New Jersey officials are remembering the life of a state trooper who passed away from 9/11-related illnesses. Governor Murphy among those on hand for funeral services today for Major Jeffrey Burke at St. Luke Roman Catholic Church in Toms River. Burke of Ortley Beach in Allentown was a counterterrorism expert with the state police. He died on New Year's Eve from cancer connected to his response to the aftermath of the terror attacks. Are you suffering from the holiday debt hangover? Well, that's when the credit card bills roll in after the holidays, but you don't have the money to pay them off. Paul Oster, CEO of Better Qualified in Eatontown, says to take immediate action and start paying off this debt, or what you owe can double in a hurry. He says pay off one card at a time.
A big mistake people make: I have $100. I'm going to $25 extra on this card, $25 extra on that card. The way to do it is to focus on one card. You have to make the minimum payments on all the other cards, but focus on the card with the highest interest rate. Pay that down.
He also suggests taking part in a three-month repayment plan to pay off holiday debt. Take out a short-term loan. That may look like using a 0% balance transfer to a different card. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. One storm down. Any more snow on the horizon? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 InSkin weather. This is not quite dangerous cold. That would require wind chills below zero, but we're close, uncomfortable, unseasonable in the deep freeze until Friday. 72 more hours of temperatures below freezing. Make sure you're bundling up nice and warm here. Highs this afternoon, upper 20s to around 30. The wind chill feels like our apparent temperature only in the teens today. Mostly sunny skies and dry weather. Tonight, clear with a cold breeze. Lows in the upper teens to around 20. The wind chills may dip into the single digits overnight. Tomorrow, we'll do it again. Sunshine with a few clouds, windy and cold, highs in the upper 20s. Thursday, still sunny, still windy, and still frozen, highs around 30. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather brought to you by Acteon Networks. Protecting your home or business requires an expertly crafted solution, so that's why New Jersey 101.5 trusts Acteon Networks to keep our team safe. Visit acteon.net and you'll discover why you should too. Acteon Networks, the official surveillance company of New Jersey 101.5. And right now, Orange 27, Hillsborough 28, Toms River 28. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.